December 1st, 2025. Welcome back to This Week in Waukesha, podcast series number 2 and podcast episode number 2 on this first day of December. And appreciate everyone's patience. We didn't have any podcasts last week, so we doubled up tonight because of a family emergency, but we're glad to be back here and with the advent of the holiday season upon us. And as many of you know, I'm a proud Waukesha South parent. The third of our four children is in her sophomore year there, and so I'm very very black shirt proud, black shirt strong. And I think one of the great assets of the school is its music program. And in the first segment, for those of you who didn't catch it, be sure to go back and catch it. I had Christy Witt, vice president of the Waukesha South Band Boosters, that support the marching band, the jazz ensemble, and the Symphonic Wind. Did I get that right?
Yep. Symphonic Wind and Percussion.
And percussion. How could I forget percussion?
Or for short, we just call it SWAP.
SWAP.
There it is. SWAP. That's what we really call it.
And this is Christy Witt back with us again. Thank you. This Week in Waukesha, again, is a Civic Media production in cooperation with WAUK Radio, 540 AM, 101.1 FM. And I am still Don Brown, your host. And my amazing producer is still the mighty Max Martinson. And Max is also a big fan of music like myself. And we are talking about the annual Cookie Walk that's taking place this Saturday, December 6th at the high school cafeteria, featuring live jazz band and photos with Santa. And of course, cookies, and you can buy as many as you want. And it's measured by the pound, $12 a pound. So I can see people walking out of there and get there early and get there often to get your cookies before they run out. But there's also, there's photos with Santa too, that I just saw here on the program. And for some reason, because again, there will be a lot. Yeah, we mentioned the live jazz performance. If for some reason you couldn't make the cookie walk, shame on you if you can't. Or you did make it and you couldn't get enough of that live jazz band. Well, not to worry, because 5 days after that, on Thursday, December 11th at 6:30, they will have their holiday concert in the high school auditorium. Great venue. And so, yeah, so a lot going on for the music program this December, which I know will keep Christy pretty busy.
So, that's right.
And so what will your role specifically be at the Cookie Walk?
Actually, I'm a cashier this year, so nice. I will see you when you check out. I mean, the boosters will be busy on Friday night. That's when all of our wonderful volunteer bakers drop off their
cookies. Okay.
So we will be there on Friday, and all of our wonderful bakers will drop off the sweets, and then we'll organize them and have them all ready to display the next morning. And then we have to decorate. We have to turn it into a winter wonderland. So we'll decorate the cafeteria on Friday. Fantastic. And then just be waiting for everyone to come celebrate with us on Saturday.
Sounds great. And, you know, I guess it's fair to say Saturday will be a good opportunity for everybody. I know the parents, I've certainly met her, but for everybody else in South Nation to meet Melissa Van Dyke, the new band director.
That's right. Yep. She will be there. And obviously she'll be conducting when the jazz band is performing from 9:30 to 10:45. But I am guessing after that, she'll stick around and you'll have a chance to meet her.
That sounds great. I think, and we'll have to have her on the podcast, because I know you guys have so much going on throughout the year. I mean, you had another great March Fest, I'm sure.
We had a great March Fest. One of the best.
Not good last year, but yeah.
Oh, one of the, one of the largest.
The largest.
We had 19 bands performing. Yeah, by far, we were packed. It was amazing, though. We had perfect weather.
Yeah. Yeah, it's always been nice weather from what I recall. I mean, I know years ago there were some tougher days, but the last couple of years it's been like summer-like.
The last 3 years have been amazing. Yeah. the 3 years that my son has been participating, and it's been amazing. I've sat in the rain a few times before he was performing there as a spectator.
Yeah.
But no, the last 3 years, they've just been perfect weather. Yep.
Sure.
Absolutely.
And then if I remember correctly, it was either last spring or the spring before, you had a visit from the University of Wisconsin's marching band.
Yes.
Is that going to happen again this year in 26?
You know, we have to have an alum on the band in order to even be eligible to have them, because they're in such high demand. However, we do this year. We do have one of our percussionists, Chuck Harrison, who was one of our drum majors last year and was a percussionist for the 3 years prior to that, is on their drum line.
That's great. Madison.
I'm hoping in the future we get them back, because that is such a fun show.
That's what I hear. Yeah, I heard this role. I believe it was, Melissa's predecessor, Mike DeBoer, was on the show talking about it. And he was over the moon.
Yeah. Oh, they are phenomenal. You may have seen them at their football games, but their shows are amazing. If you get an opportunity, I recommend you go.
That'd be neat. Yeah, well, they'll definitely have to. That's great. And then we did say, the doors open at 9, but you probably want to get there as early as 8:30. That's when the line starts.
Right? Well, there will be a handful of people that early. I would definitely say you want to get there as close to 9 as possible for the best selection, because we try to stagger how we put them out, but I mean, they're all good. They're all good. Everyone gives us such great, great donations, but yeah, they get picked over pretty quickly.
Sure. Obviously this is one of your biggest, if not your biggest fundraiser. What other like fundraisers do you engage in?
Yeah, this definitely is one of our larger ones, March Fest being our largest, and then this one. But we have different sales throughout the year. You know, at the holiday times, we do a poinsettia sale. Like anyone who comes to our concert next week, they'll see the stage.
Oh, nice.
Full of the, so we order it, we sell them. We pick them up that day, and then you take them home after the concert, and it makes for a really nice holiday display. We also partner with local restaurants that do the, you know, where you pick a night and you have the fundraiser dinner nights. And we have some great partnerships with Culver's, Taco John's. I'm trying to think off the top of my head all the different ones, but if you go to our Facebook page, Black Shirt Bands of Waukesha South, you can see when our food nights are, our fundraiser food nights. We have great band boosters and parents that do a really great job with our social media. So keep an eye on us on Facebook and on our website, and you can get all the schedules for our fundraiser nights.
That's great. And it's good to have an active, as long as I've known about the music program itself, I've known them to have a really active base of parents.
Yes, we do. So. Yeah. A great group of parents.
That's true. So, through my wife, I've been involved in Raise the Bar.
Oh yes. That's a great event too. I enjoy that.
In addition to seeing the band parents, the music parents, the cheerleading team's parents are also active and amazing, and a great tradition. You know, they've won several state championships in the last 5 years.
Yeah.
And is there much interface? You know, since you get, it's more kind of that performing arts side of the overall booster program. Is there much interface with the cheerleader parents where you guys are doing things together or working together?
We're getting more collaborative with our volunteering. I've noticed it more. I mean, I've only been a Black Shirt parent now for 2.5 years, but I've noticed, especially this year, there has been more volunteering for each other. Actually, they have a big competition coming up. Mm. They have their Southside Showdown, which is December 13th.
Okay.
And I know a lot of our band, they were so great for us for March Fest.
Yeah.
So we're trying to reciprocate for that.
Oh, that's nice.
So I see like the athletic boosters have been so wonderful to our band program, and that's, building even more this year. So I really look forward to that collaboration growing more going forward.
It's great to hear.
Yeah.
So that's, yeah, that's fun. It's fun to see. And it, and that's why I really enjoy the, when we have the Raise the Bar event, which has been at Stackner the last few years at Carroll University, all these different families coming together from different teams, sports, music, cheerleading, dance team, all those different, because we were, our oldest daughter was in the dance team. And then our son was a, our one son that went there was a three sport athlete, Evan.
Yeah.
The football, basketball, and baseball. And now our youngest is, she started out as a three sports, but she's officially retired from basketball after breaking her ankle last year. But it's great to connect with so many parents and families and just see the support that the kids get.
Yeah.
So, and then when you can kind of cross, you know, paths, when you can integrate music with sport, I think it's a lot of fun. There's a lot of fun that can be had. That's for sure.
Yeah. It was really exciting this year. We saw a lot of our football team come out to support our band at March Fest this year.
Oh, that's
neat. Thought that was really cool to see them at the end of the night to see our band perform. We have a couple football players on our marching band.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. They actually, at halftime, they perform in their football uniforms.
I've seen them.
They don't even go. They don't go for their, you know, halftime.
One of those young men asked my daughter to homecoming and had a nice time together, and we're really impressed with him.
Oh, good.
Cole, yeah, Cole Kelly.
Oh, really, sure, yes.
Great family.
Yep. And so, yep. Yeah. He's a nice young man, for sure.
I always thought that was neat to see him in the playing the saxophone, too, which is one of my favorites.
Yep.
So, that's great. You know, and I like, too, that, and I remember Mike did this, and I'm sure Melissa does it, is where you're, especially with the brass, you're throwing some rock and roll into the mix of music. Along with other like contemporary or pop tunes. I think that makes it fun for like the fans and the kids themselves.
Yeah. It's fun to hear the songs that you already know and like,
yeah,
but like translated into marching band.
Yeah.
Mike was really good about that, doing a lot of, you know, songs that everybody knows, popular songs or songs that you're already used to singing along or dancing to. I think Melissa is a lover of music for sure. Her favorite band is Rush. She's
really?
Rush. Yeah.
I love Rush.
I know. Yeah, her favorite band is Rush. So she's a music lover, and she has a lot of great ideas. I'm really excited to see what she does with marching band next year.
You have to ask her if she's ever seen as a Netflix special on Rush.
Okay.
You know, it goes like there. It was a history of the band. And it was like, you know, 40 years they've been at that point in time. And I learned so much. I might always like them, but I really learned a lot about the band. You know, two of the band members, you know, because they're from Toronto, Geddy Lee, and I forget the other guy's name. It wasn't Neil Peart, but the other band member, their parents were Holocaust survivors from like Eastern Europe.
Oh, wow. I did not know
they
that.
Made it to Toronto. And and the fact, I didn't realize that they'd still been performing up until the time, like up until Neil Peart's death.
Yeah.
But it was just a really, just a great history, and like the music that they made and their creativity and the fun that they had doing it. I mean, they still had their sense of humor about it. And, I don't know. I don't think, except for Neil Peart, I don't know if any of them had families, but they loved what they were doing so much that was their family, you know, like being in the band. But I could see. You have to ask Melissa if she's seen it. I bet you she has, and like really.
I'm gonna
it.
Bet she has based on how much she loves that. Yeah.
Because it was really, I really enjoyed watching it. And I'm a sucker for all those old, like, you know, kind of music documentaries, for lack of a better term.
Yeah.
There was another one for, because I love the Grateful Dead, and there was one for Bobby Weir. There's only like an hour long. It was called The Other One. And it was basically Bob Weir's like life story. And that was really amazing. It was very well done because it chronicled not only the band, but even like Bob Weir's like personal life. You know, he was adopted. And I didn't know he was like dyslexic too. But I mean, obviously, you know, had a great family life. And then he, you know, as a lot of people do, they're adopted. He did some research and, you know, discovered his biological mother. And then she gave him the name of the, you know, the father. You know, it was kind of a one night type of thing. And, he ends up calling this guy on the phone. And he's like, I reasonably believe that you're my biological father. There was a romantic episode with this woman who and the guy, you know, he said, well, I'd love to meet you, you know, because I had no idea. You know, she never told me, you know, we were from different towns and all this. And but the guy went and told his kids, and the kids are like, I love the Grateful Dead. Like the one that was like, had seen him like on several, it's just a really neat kind of gathering.
That dad immediately became his kids, like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hero.
Yeah.
So, it probably already was, but got even more cred after that.
Yeah. But yeah, it's a great story. But yeah. But it really said Rush was the same thing. There was a lot of like kind of epiphanies for me that about the band that I never knew, but certainly, you know, appreciated that. And I can see Rush translating very well into marching band or even jazz.
That would be incredible.
You know? So, yeah.
Yeah. They just got a new drummer.
I imagine. So
they just got a new drummer and they're going to start performing again.
Oh, Rush's?
Yeah, they've got a new tour. Yeah, they have a new drummer. It's a woman, and nice. I hear she's phenomenal. So yeah, I'm excited.
You'll have to get
that.
Melissa to write her a letter and see what would it take to get you guys to play Watch This Out. You know,
that would be incredible.
How fun would that be? I can see. Like,
I bet she would come up with a compelling letter.
The first game of the season, which is alumni night, and they have the tent out there. Out, they block off Tenney Road, and like that would be gigantic.
That would be incredible.
That's what I was going to ask, Christy. Is there any plans for the band to play? I think it's been done on occasion. They'll play maybe one or two basketball games, like before the game or at halftime or something.
Yeah. They almost always do pep band for at least one game.
Okay.
And then they usually will play the anthem or something at the Boots and Badges game. Okay. Where it's the fire department versus the police department, which is
that's a great fundraiser. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a really fun night.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, they haven't, I know they're doing at least one basketball game. And I think they might be doing two though. I think they're doing a boys sport and a girls sport, if I remember correctly, this year.
Okay.
So that'll be good to see. I know. I love when they do pep band.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun at the basketball games.
Has there ever been, I know you have the March Fest, but has there ever been ever talk about a battle of the bands, like among the three Waukesha schools, like maybe in the middle of the year or during the basketball games? I don't know the answer to that.
Not in the 2.5 years I've been there.
Kind of a dance off, but with music.
That would be fun. That'd be neat. Yeah. Or at least like with drumline or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Do a drum off.
Yeah, and have like the two dance teams too, kind of going at it, you know, like the kind of like West Side Story, you know.
The Jets and the Sharks.
Yeah, but instead it'd be the Shirts and the Stars or whatever, or the Wolverines. But yeah,
there you go.
We could have a lot of fun.
I'll have to throw that out there and see where it goes. See if anyone catches on to that.
Max, how are we doing on time, friend? Where did Max go? Oh, there he is. 2 minutes. Oh, perfect. Because I wanted to remind everybody, 9 a.m. this coming Saturday, December 6th at the Waukesha South Cafeteria. And bring your credit cards or your cash. And they're going to give you a container and you're going to load that up with as many cookies and other pastries that you desire. You're going to hear some great live music from the jazz. Santa's going to be there. Some photos with Santa. And again, a chance to meet the new band director, Melissa Van Dyke. And of course, you'll see Christy Witt, our guest tonight, is the vice president. And thanks for all you do for Black Shirt Nation and for the kids in the music program in particular. I know the teachers, you know, definitely appreciate that. And then please extend my thanks to all the other great parents that support the program. I know Alex and Sean certainly know how much I appreciate all the great work that you do. And of course, Lori, who helped put this together. So
yes.
Any final comments?
She's our social media guru.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Any final comments you want to share with our listeners about the South Music program and the Cookie Walk?
Well, basically, we hope to see you on Saturday. It's a really joyful and festive event, and we would love to welcome you in and give you an opportunity to hear our wonderful musicians play.
Sounds great. And then, you know, if you want, I think they would be okay to let you sneak a few cookies into the holiday concert on Thursday the 11th in the auditorium.
Absolutely. That's right. So come out for...
Mark your calendars, yeah.
Yeah, come out and see the kids perform the following week. Absolutely. We'd love to have you.
Sounds great. Christy Witt and the Waukesha South Band Boosters and the Waukesha South Music Program. Thanks. for being our guest on This Week in Waukesha. And I'm going to do my best to make it to the cookie walk on Saturday morning. And might be a little too far, a little long drive for Max, but I'll be sure to maybe get a container for him too. So
there you go. Thank you for letting us come on your show and talk about it.
You bet. Yeah. And I want to thank everybody for joining us. Please remember, especially during this holiday season, that safety is everybody's responsibility. Good mental health is everybody's right. Come see us at the Cookie Walk on Saturday the 6th at the South Cafeteria. Go Ramila Mahagav Galer and see ya!